Patriots Monday, Dale and Holly, Sports Radio WEEI. For Pats and Bengals, Week 1, Vince Wilfork joining us here. Vince, Mike, and Rob, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
We're doing great, Vince. Hey, Vince, so how optimistic are you going into this year?
I mean, football is football to me. I really don't. You know, every year you try to get better. And whatever that may be, you work in on the offseason, that's what you do. So, me, I just come to work every day like it's every a normal day and you look at film and go forward from there, you know, and let bygones be bygones and pass is the pass and just start fresh. So that's where I'm at right now. Me personally, that's where I'm at. I'm getting a jump start on, you know, these guys, Cincinnati Bengals. They had a lot of firepower to their team, and they pretty excited. But we're pretty excited, too, you know, as a Patriots. So we get the ball rolling and hopefully get the job done this Sunday.
So let me rephrase it. How are you starting fresh this year compared to starting fresh last year?
Well, you first of all, you got to stop living in the past. I mean, that's one thing that we, you know, being successful as we were around here, a lot of people used to always compare us to the past and to the championship teams like that, and that's one thing that we don't want to do. I mean, so you shouldn't hear anyone talk about the past because it is in the past. I mean, the team is a new team. New players, you got coaches that's over here that's new. So that's one way to get rid of the past and in with the new. And when you start fresh like that, you have to start over. So basically we started over, and like I say, past is a past for us. We don't care what happened, you know, 5 years ago or last year, 6 years ago. We don't care about that. We just care about what's going on now.
Vince, on paper, you know, as fans, we look at a defense that looks pretty young. You're a veteran. You've been around a long time. Do you feel like you're playing with a bunch of young guys? Does it feel like a young defense to you here in 2010?
Yeah, I'm playing with a bunch of guys who like to play football. I mean, I don't try to get in who I'm playing with, years they've been playing. We all been playing football for quite a long time. If it's not at this level, it's either college, to Little League, to Pop Warner, wherever it may be, you've been playing football for a while. So, I try not to, you know, buy into, you know, young defense, this guy's young. You know, trust me, everybody make changes. Everybody have rookies on their team. So I've seen teams win with young guys. I've seen teams lose with young guys. Same vice versa with veterans also. So I'm just happy to have an opportunity to play with these guys and to play at a level that we're looking forward to playing at. And I care less who's on the field with me. As long as they like football and they have the passion for the game, that's all what matters to me.
Hey, Vince, we talked to Brandon Merriweather earlier, and besides some electric reality TV talk, he also had told us that the defensive coaches have put a little bit more responsibility on the defense overall. Do you get that sense that there's going to be some things that you're going to be able to do this year that maybe didn't do last year?
Yeah, stop someone. I mean, defense, your job is to go out and stop the Dolphins, you know, and if you do that, your job is done. So whatever it takes for us to be a good defense and put it together as a team with the offense and special teams, whatever needs to be done, it needs to be done. Some weeks it may vary. Some weeks we may need to score. Some weeks we might need to, you know, stop short yards play. I mean, all these plays lead up to wins at the end of the day. So, as long as you have everybody doing their job and on the right playing field, I think we'll be okay.
Vince, you talk about everyone doing their job. Does your job change at all when a guy like Ty Warren is placed on the IR and is injured for the year?
Nope, not at all. My job is to come in and work and be effective at wherever I may be. Whenever my name is called, I have to be ready. So I prepare myself every day for any type of situation. So, you know, whatever happens, happens. But, you know, I've always been that way. I prepare like I'm preparing to play multiple positions or I'm preparing to play overtime game, preparing to play 60 minutes, whatever it may be. I'm always preparing myself for the worst, you know, scenario. So, when it do happens, it's not just fresh. It's not just thrown on me. You know, I've been there, and I actually seen, you know, this scenario play out. So I can just move right into it, make a smooth transition. So that's being a professional. So everyone knows playing for Bill Belichick. He loves versatility. You're going to be at this position. You're going to be playing this. You're going to be demanding that. You're going to be doing this. We're liable to change through series. So you have to be on your P's and Q's. And, you know, it won't change for me. I'm always thinking ahead. I'm always preparing for the future. So it won't be a biggie for me. Whatever it takes to win, that's what I'm willing to do.
You talked about being a professional, and part of that, which the media focuses on contracts. I mean, obviously, for the media, it's we keep hearing the resurfacing of Brady contract, Mankins contract, and last year, you know, it was you a little bit. Does that enter into the locker room at all, or is that just a media thing?
That's media thing. I mean, they don't have anything. We don't have anything to do with those guys. I mean, that's personal issues that guys have to handle. So we play football for a living. You know, we don't break. We're not news breakers. We don't go to, you know, media to give a story of whatever it may be. You know, I think those personal situations, and it should be dealt with personally. So that's how I feel about that.
Well, in the media, we also speculate about player moves and roster moves, Vince. You know, we see a guy that played alongside you for a long time, Jarvis Green, unfortunately lose his job in Denver. We see him out there as a free agent. Is he a guy, if it came to fruition, that could help this Patriots defense again?
I mean, that's up to an organization. I mean, Jarvis played here for quite a few years, and he's very effective on this team. He knows the system, so no question he can play in this defense. But it's up to the organization to, you know, go out and make moves to try to grab him. You know, that's not up to us. But, I mean, it's clear that, you know, he played up under Bill, you know, before leaving this year. So that's a no-brainer for us that, you know, yeah, he could play this defense. But it's up to Bill and those other guys in the organization to make those types of decisions.
And you've been a leader on this defense for a while, Vince. You know, we see Gerard Mayo out there as a captain during these preseason games, and I wonder if you could talk about his maturation. Third year, rookie of the year defensive player a couple of years ago. He's obviously a great player for your defense. Is he a guy that is becoming more of a leader in your Patriots locker room?
Well, we look at everyone a leader in this locker room. Because to win, you have to have everybody owning up to things and being man enough to say they messed up. And I think that's something else that we actually done this year was we don't have just a couple leaders. You know, just because you have a guy that goes out for coin toss or that's named a captain, it doesn't mean everybody else is just, you know, a bunch of nobody. I think we hold each other to a high level. We hold each other accountable, things like that. But, you know, Gerard Mayo, he stepped in here as a rookie and grabbed the defense, and he's just been getting better and better, you know, and that's all that leadership it comes with it. I mean, he's learned so much over these years, and he probably could tell you more than I could tell you what, you know, he actually learned. But being out on the field with this guy, being in the locker room, being off the field with this guy, God, they definitely love football. So that's the type of people you want to be out playing with you.
So, Vince, bottom line, you feel pretty good about where you and you guys are at heading into the Bengals game?
Well, season start this week. If you feel good or not, it is what it is. I mean, every day you try to get better and move forward. So that's where we're at right now. We got a big game coming up this week with the Bengals. And like I said, we'll see on Sunday where we at. I mean, the season's here. You can't go back and redo anything. I mean, we're a week away, 7-8 days away from opening up on, you know, a primetime game against one of these up-and-coming great teams. So that's where we're at right now. But we have to put the work in now.
Well, Vince, it's not often you see football players get emotional. And you got emotional a week ago at the Patriots kickoff gala as you were named the Ron Burton Award winner, and I know that the Vince Wilfork Foundation has done so many great things here, and it's been such a big part of the Patriots community, fans, you know, helping you and helping out the foundation. But you got a little emotional. What did it mean to you to win the award at the kickoff gala last week?
Yeah, first of all, first thing I thought about was my family. You know, my mother and father would have been very proud of me. You know, and I do things because of them. You know, they taught me, you know, they taught me the right way to do things. They taught me how to be the person I am today. So that's the first reason why, you know, I got emotional. And some people probably understood it, some people probably didn't. But, you know, like I said, I lost my parents. I'm 20. I lost my father when I was 20. 6 months later, when I turned 21, a couple weeks after my birthday, my mother's passed, but my 21st birthday. So going through a time in my life where everything, it was like everything was working against me. You know, when I lost my mother, my wife pregnant with my first daughter. So, you know, I didn't have no parents to turn around and ask questions with how to raise or, you know, this and that. You know, people are very fortunate. They don't realize how fortunate they are with parents, even if it's one parent. So, but it means a great deal. You know, like I say, I don't do, you know, things because of awards. That's not me. I do things because it's the right thing to do, and I'm helping people. That's what it's all about, helping people that's not fortunate. And that, my wife and I, we've been like that ever since we've been together. You know, even in college, you know, I've done community stuff. And so community, you don't do it. And I think guys here, you don't do it to get the praise or to get an award. You do it because it's the right thing to do, and you're helping someone to accomplish something that they probably couldn't accomplish without you. And you just show people that you recognize them and you understand where they're coming from. So that's my background of, you know, what that night, you know, why I got emotional, because of all those things played a part in. The two biggest things that played a part in my life was my mother and father, which is not here.
Well, it certainly could not be more well-deserved, Vince. And I know that you mentioned you and your wife, you're involved in the Vince Wilfork Foundation. I've also, as someone who's on Twitter, I see you guys are on Twitter as well. We know Ocho Cinco is on Twitter. Real quick, he comes to town. He's going to talk a lot this weekend. We asked Brandon this. We'll ask you. Will you get involved in the inevitable jaw-jacking that will be T.O. and Ocho Cinco as the Bengals wide receivers on Sunday?
Nah, not at all. I mean, it's all in fun. It's nothing personal. We know each other personal. I mean, no love lost between us, but between these lines, we gonna go to war, and that's how it is. So I'm gonna try to stay away from it, but who knows if I can or not, because he may push the wrong button, and I might have to call him personally and let him know he pushed the wrong button, but. It's all in fun. Like I said, if we do talk, it's all in fun. But we'll see each other on Sunday, and we'll get the last word.
Vince, a word to the wise: just go after the reality show if you enter into the draft talking, because they both stink.
I will.
Vince, we thank you so much. Congratulations on the Ron Burton Award last week. Good luck on Sunday. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
there
Vince.
He is, Vince Wilfork on a Patriots Monday.